Hello, and welcome to a brand new Steam Spies Solo Stories mission. I'm Mark, and I'm going to be playing the game Steam Spies for your entertainment. For those of you who may be new or just need a reminder, I'll be playing the character Roland Doyle, an agent for the Unified Alliance. When we left off, I had just killed a rogue agent for the Shadow Bureau and destroyed a factory owned by the Orosaku Artificials Corporation. At the end of that, the Dragon Sect agent Yoza Sachiko was just about to kill me when we ended up with a James Bond kinda twist, and believe it or not, I seduced her into changing her mind. For this mission, we're going to pick up right where we left off. Yoza and Roland are lying on the beach, kissing passionately as the burning factory lights up the night sky above us. But before things can progress too far, I'll have to break things up with her for a moment and ask her, "Won't your people object if you don't kill me?"
"Yes, if I don't kill you, they'll kill me. The only way I can stay alive is to get out of Japan. Can you help me defect?"
"I'll do everything I can, but we're going to have to move quickly. I'm sure that your people will have seen the factory explode. They'll probably be here any minute." At that point, I'll get up, I'll help her to her feet, and we'll both brush the sand off, and we're going to have to look for some means of escape. This is an island, so it's going to have to be a boat. There's got to be a dock around here, but is there a boat on the dock? This is where I turn to the story cipher. No, there is no boat. Well, we're sitting ducks here on the beach, so I'm going to grab her hand and we're going to dash into the woods and just get out of sight. We'll just try and get as far away from here as possible before we can start looking for some other option. Now, it is dark and we're in the jungle, so it's going to be creepy. We have to assume that Dragon Sect agents will be following us, if not now, very soon. And since we're trying to be stealthy, I'm going to make this an infiltrating role as an intruder to see how much of a head start we can get. And let's say it's a medium difficulty. 10. Easily made it. So Yoza and I are able to completely lose ourselves in the jungle. However, just because we lost our pursuit doesn't mean there can't be other dangers here. Let's find out. Is there any dangerous wildlife in the jungle? Yes, and. Which means that there is, and it's ready to pounce. So as we wander through the dark, not only is there a tiger stalking us, but it's ready to attack. Let me make up a quick tiger NPC. Not too tough, but all muscle. All right, now, it's going to start by attacking Roland. I'm going to push Yoza behind a tree somewhere and face it dead on. I'll try to sidestep the tiger in order to try and grapple with it. So let's see how that goes. 9. Okay, that's successful. Okay, so I did a little damage, and I'm going to say I clutched onto its back, but it's still pretty strong. So next I'm going to try to be a pugilist. See if I can just get a chokehold on it and use my strength to kind of get it down. Yeah, the golden die exploded. That's what I like to see. Okay, that's still just a 9, but at least I still have the advantage. And I did a little bit more damage. I'm kind of slowly tiring it out, but I have to get this over with. So I'm going to try and be a feigner again. I'm going to go back to that. And this time I'm going to try and trick it into maybe running off a cliff just so it can just get away from us. Since I'm on its back, I'm going to try to steer it towards a cliff. 11. Okay, that worked. That worked, yeah, definitely. So I cover the tiger's eyes as it's charging forward. And
just before it runs off the cliff, I jump off and roll away. The tiger tumbles down an embankment. You know, it doesn't have to be, I have to say I killed it, but it's just, it tumbled away and it's no longer a threat. But does the noise of our fight attract any of the dragon sect guards? Let's see. No, and. So not only are the guards not alerted, but rather, and something provides an opportunity to leave this island. I have no idea what could be in the middle of a jungle that would provide an opportunity. So I'm going to the imagination stimulator. Assist. Nature. Well, that is no help at all. Obviously, it's something that's going to assist us. And we're in the jungle, so it's going to be natural. I'm just going to say that as I'm looking over the cliff to make sure that the tiger won't bother us, I see a broken off log, which is partly rotted enough so that the center is hollow and we can use it as a canoe. And this could be extra useful because if we're spotted, we could lay down in the log and it might just look like an ordinary piece of driftwood floating in the ocean. Okay, so Yoz and I are going to take either end of this thing and carry the log. We'll go to the far side of the island, the east side, just facing away from Japan, so I'm guessing that it would be less likely to be watched. And I'm going to have to acquire some supplies, fresh water, food, that sort of thing. And to do that, I'll make a roll as an investigator. 4. Not great, but okay. I've gathered a little bit. But that's everything we can do here. As soon as we're ready, before the sun comes up in the east, we'll set off and paddle out into the Atlantic Ocean. So we're kind of going into the rising sun. So that might help disguise our departure too, if anybody's looking from shore. And since that's going to take us someplace new, that makes it a good place to end Act 1. Oh, let's see. I made 4 successful rolls. So that means I have 4 plot points. But I'm going to hold on to those. And we'll see what happens with Act 2. I also think this is obviously a good place to end this episode. So that means you're just going to have to come back next time to see where we sail off to. But until then, thank you for joining me. And be sure not to miss the next exciting episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. That's it for this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. You can find all of our episodes on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopcast or on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour. You can contact us at our email, tabletopradiohour@gmail.com, and find our website at tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com, where you can also find information about our Patreon. End transmission, over and out.